This is Dakota Datebook for September 12th. On this date, in 1912, Kermit Slewen was born in Wild Rose, North Dakota. After completing his schooling in Williston, Kermit joined the 164th Infantry Regiment of the North Dakota National Guard. When the U.S. entered World War II, the 164th Infantry was among the first units mobilized. The regiment was sent to the Solomon Islands, landing at Guadalcanal on October 13, 1942, to help defend a small foothold on the island. From October 24th to the 27th, the 164th fought alongside U.S. Marines, holding off repeated assaults by multiple Japanese battalions. Their bravery caught the attention of Major General Alexander Vandergrift, commander of the 1st Marine Division. He issued a unit commendation to the 164th for its heroic actions, and the Marines gave them a nickname, the 164th Marines. Sadly, 2nd Lieutenant Kermit Slewen did not survive the campaign. He was killed in action at Guadalcanal on November 21, 1942. His younger brother, Wesley Slewen, born in 1919, also joined the 164th before transferring to the Army Air Corps. He became a B-17 bomber pilot, serving with the 301st Bomb Group based in Algeria. He flew missions in support of Allied forces in Italy and became the first North Dakota pilot to receive the Distinguished Flying Cross in World War II. On January 7, 1943, 1st Lieutenant Wesley Slewen was piloting a B-17 when a fire broke out on board. The aircraft became uncontrollable and crashed near Mascara, Algeria, killing all on board. In 1947, the city of Williston named its new airport Slewen Field International Airport to honor the two brothers who gave their lives in service. Slewen Field served the community for decades, but due to a surge in air traffic during the early 2000s oil boom, a new airport was built northwest of town. Williston Basin International Airport opened in 2019, and Slewen Field officially closed on October 10, 2019. Today, a new school built on the former airport site honors their legacy. It's named Slewen Elementary, in memory of Kermit and Wesley Slewen. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.